America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge along with
Christine Astolfo.
All right, Hollywood, you don't think it's inhabited with the smartest people. Do you know there are geniuses in the entertainment world?
But here's the thing, Ed.
Yeah.
You know, you could be book smart and you could be street smart. It's very rare that you get someone that is a combo of both.
That is very rare.
Right.
And you, when you do your entertainment report each week,
yeah.
You've even said to me, you come up, these stories about these people, they don't really seem to be all that intelligent when you take them at face value.
It's true. It's terrible.
But there's a bunch of them that are downright geniuses. Here we go. The highest IQs in Hollywood. The first one, James Franco. James Franco's IQ is estimated to be greater than 130. To many, the star of Freaks and Geeks and Pineapple Express may not seem like one of the brightest in Hollywood when you hear him talk, but James spends more time in the classroom than on set.
Okay.
He continuously adds to his academic studies, having graduated from UCLA, Columbia, New York University, and Yale.
Wow.
Not only is he a dedicated student, he has begun giving back to younger generations, teaching English and film at several of these institutes.
I like that. I like he brought it back to where he came from,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to try to like shed some light on these
yes.
young people that may want to follow in his footsteps. I actually really appreciate that.
That's
about
very
him.
Nice. All right. Now, the next one, I actually worked a day with her on a film. She was a very, very nice person. It wouldn't say to me that she was incredibly smart that day, but it turns out to be
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman. Attending college back in her home, Australia, she inherited great genes that I'm sure assisted in achieving the 132 IQ. Her father is a biochemist, okay,
yeah.
and clinical psychologist, and mother is a nursing professor.
So if your parents are smart, I guess it follows that you are going to be smart?
I don't know about that.
Really?
I'm not so sure about that.
And why do you say that?
Because typically with smart parents, you know, who are successful,
mm-hmm.
come spoiled children who are just entitled.
Very
so,
good.
So I am not sure about that. But Nicole Kidman, okay, good for you.
Jodie Foster. When Jodie was a child actress, she never took a break from her studies. She taught herself to read by the time she was 3 herself and took a break from her acting career to attend Yale. With a reported IQ of 132, Jodie Foster is known to be one of the most intellectual Academy Award winners.
Interesting. You know, but when she speaks, though, she actually sounds
she does sound
intelligent.
Smart. Yes.
You know?
Next up is someone who I've enjoyed quite a lot in the movies, and I knew he had a very famous college roommate, and we're going to learn about this
oh,
in
okay.
a second. It is
Tommy Lee Jones. Okay, Harvard seems to send a lot of graduates to Hollywood. Mr. Jones graduated back in 1969. He's been known as one of the most intelligent actors with an IQ of 135.
Wow.
You know, I'm not surprised about this. He strikes me as the type of guy that one of those brilliant people.
Yeah.
Like crazy, crazy brilliant
crazy
smart.
Crazy brilliant.
You know what I mean? Okay, so let's see
a
what
little
else
loony,
he
says. But really, really smart.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so he enjoyed Harvard quite a bit back in the day, playing an offensive tackle. Really? He played football?
What's wrong with that?
He's so small. Isn't he skinny?
Yeah, but Ivy Leaguers. All right, we need to talk to friend of the program, David Duchovny, about this.
Okay.
Because if you play sports in the Ivy League, they're not on scholarship. You just walk out and try out for the team like in high school.
Oh.
So usually it's the smaller guys that
Got
couldn't get
you.
Athletic scholarships to bigger schools.
Understood. Okay,
there you go.
Let's see. He lived across the hall from another notable Harvard alumni.
Who?
Al Gore.
See
interesting.
That? And they were very close friends and supposedly remain that way to this day.
All right. Well, that's interesting.
So if you can't get Al Gore to talk about climate change, just call Tommy Lee Jones. I'll tell you what you need to know.
This is a fact that may come up in a board game or something. Like, who was Tommy Lee Jones' famous roommate at Harvard?
The next time you win a game of Trivial
Al Gore,
Pursuit,
I know that.
You will have me to thank because I chose this story for the
That's
program.
That's right, Trivial Pursuit, here I come.
There are hundreds of thousands of people now across the country that are armed the same way you do, and they are going to win their next game of Trivial Pursuit. And they have you and me to thank.
All because of us.
Emma Watson, the youngest celebrity on the list, Ms. Watson, graduated from Brown, an Ivy League school again, studying for 5 years with a reported IQ of 138. She's
wow.
one of the smartest young actors in Hollywood. Of course, you know her from Harry Potter. And she does some work as a UN Goodwill Ambassador for Women.
Okay.
So that's good for her. next up on the list, we have another female.
Okay, Natalie Portman.
Mm-hmm.
She became the first there's a lot of Harvard popping up here. The first Harvard alumni to win an Academy Award for a lead acting. Okay, she's been published twice in scientific journals, really? Neither of those about her now forgotten role in Star Wars. To top off, she graduated Harvard, a 4.0, is six languages. She
six
speaks
language.
Six languages.
Wow.
Natalie's IQ has been reported as 140.
Very smart.
I think just being able to speak a second language is impressive.
Give me English and Pig Latin and I'm done.
You know, my mother has taken me around the world. You know, my mother was divorced. So what mm-hmm. she would have done traveling with a husband, she took me around. I didn't appreciate it back in the day.
The benefits of divorce. Look
right.
at that.
Well, here's the one positive. She took me to France. We took like a France, London
wow.
thing. We're on the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
And a young guy comes up to me and says something in French. And I went, you know, like, sorry, I don't understand what you're saying. And he went Italian, Spanish, before he went to English.
So he did the whole European rundown before
so
he jumped
like
the Atlantic with
very,
you.
I was just so impressed by that because, wow. you know, I know how to say formaggio means cheese.
Yeah.
And you have someone that can speak six languages, I think is just very impressive.
I don't know. I took 4 years of Spanish in school. Uh-huh. I still get intimidated going to the drive-up at Taco Bell.
Listen.
Yes?
I grew up in an Italian household where my family spoke Italian first and English second. They were right off the boat. I took Italian in high school, in college. Do not ask me anything in Italian yeah. because I won't know what you're saying.
Because it was just passive in your house.
Right. It never sunk in. And it used to drive my grandfather crazy because he would always speak to me in Italian and I would always be like, Come on, Papa.
I don't know what the hell you're saying.
And he would get so mad at me. Oh my God.
Don't mess with Papa.
I know.
Was it Papa or Papa?
Papa Tony.
Papa Tony. Well, all right. What was Papa Tony's IQ? Pretty smart guy?
He was a smart guy.
Aww.
You know what? He was
yeah.
he was a barber. He didn't speak English well. He was a barber. And he, you know, when he passed in 1998, God rest his soul, we had to open a second room in the funeral home because so
his customers.
Many people came. So he
That's
had an impression
nice.
On a lot of people.
That is very
you know?
Nice.
Yeah.
That's really cool. All right. Next up on the list, these are the highest IQs in Hollywood. And here is one that is very near and dear to our heart. A friend of the program.
Yeah.
The one, the only. Dave, listen to that sigh, folks.
Fanning myself right now.
Not just because it's 82 degrees in the studio, but that's another story for another day. David Duchovny.
Yeah.
David is an Ivy Leaguer, all right? He went to Princeton. He got his bachelor's. He went to Yale and got his master's in English literature. And then he finally booked a gig and he went to Hollywood. But before he did that, he found out he had an IQ of 147. Stick that in your X-Files. 147.
That's just too smart.
Did you think
that's intimidating kind of smart.
When he was with us,
yeah.
did you think that you were talking to a pure genius?
He's modest, that David Duchovny.
Oh, really?
He's, you know, doesn't like to flaunt
yeah.
that aspect of it. He
oh,
just
no.
wants to be that way and be awesome all the time.
That's right. I'm David Duchovny. I'm 54. I look like this. I wear a size like 8. Pair of pants. The guy is in incredible shape. It's unbelievable. And he's packing an IQ of what? 147.
Hey, good for him.
He is God's gift to this earth. Let me tell you that, folks. Anywho. And listen to his album again. See, we got the reference in there one more time. Let's see. We're going to skip ahead. Here's another
okay.
friend of the program.
Okay.
Aisha Tyler.
That's right. Before focusing her career on comedy, and long before Aisha became most well known for voicing Lana Kane in Archer, okay?
Which is a show you don't watch.
Is it Lana Kane? Lana. Lana Kane?
Lana Kane is something you buy in the drugstore
for
arthritis.
Itchy, for itchy skin? Oh, I don't know. So Lana Kane in Archer, okay?
Yeah.
She graduated Dartmouth College. Aisha is one of the few Hollywood elite with
Ooh.
A degree from an Ivy League school, receiving
wow.
her degree in political science. She even minored in environmental policy.
Aisha's IQ reported to be 156.
Notice that we've had two of the top IQs in Hollywood on this show.
Yeah.
So does that mean that you and I just have a nose for intelligent people? Or does it mean that these people are just so damn smart, they know it's a good idea to come on this program?
I think that's it. They just know what's up.
Attention Network, keep that in mind.
They know what's up.
For time constraints, we're going to go to the top of the list.
Okay.
I never knew this guy was this intelligent. James Woods, a reported IQ of 184. He could be the smartest actor in Hollywood. He went to UCLA, MIT. He was offered a scholarship to Johns Hopkins if he had chosen a medical career instead. He doesn't really do a whole lot now. He played a real creepy role in Casino. Sometimes they goof on him on Family Guy all the time.
I was going to say, you know, and it's funny that he's the one with the highest IQ because in Family Guy, they portray him as someone
moron.
Like, ooh, piece of candy. And he's following the candy
yes.
into a box with a stick into a trap. Like, ooh, piece of candy. So this is like a very interesting thing here.
And he's laughing all the way to the bank.
But He scored a perfect 800 SAT score in verbal and 779 in math.
So he got himself a 1579.
Wow.
Back then, and back when you and I took the SAT, a perfect score was 1600. It's like 2300 now. They changed it for some stupid reason.
They have different parts of it, too, that have changed.
Right.
It's weird.
So there you go.
Interesting.
So some very, very smart people. Notice, I don't think one of them went to Seton Hall. One of them went to Rutgers.
Nope.
Do you know any big celebrities that went to Seton Hall? Other than yourself, of course.
Yeah, well, no. No, I mean, there's a bunch of like news people that came out of SOU, but as far as like real celebrity status, I don't think so.
James Gandolfini went to Rutgers.
Okay.
And my partner in my freshman year drama course, we had to do all of this improvisation. She'd come over to my house. We'd do work for like 15 minutes and we'd swim in the pool. Kristen Davis from Sex and the City.
Very nice.
There you go. And see what it led to for her. And I'm here on the radio.
Hey, we have good jobs, Ed.
Yes, we do. We have wonderful jobs and we love our jobs and we are smart. And next week we will unveil our SAT scores and our IQs as well.
I don't know about that.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
And I'm Christina Staffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This third-generation driver was popular with fans, but never as successful as his dad and grandfather. He posted 8 wins and earned more than $32 million in his career.
Here's Kyle Petty coming off of turn 3. He takes the checkered flag and wins the Champion Spark Plug 500.
So where is Kyle Petty now? Kyle is an analyst on the Speed Channel and focuses on his annual charity motorcycle ride across America. Money raised goes to Victory Junction, a camp the Petty's created for children with terminal or chronic illnesses. The camp was founded in the memory of Kyle's late son, Adam, who was killed in a racing accident in 2000.
We don't want the camp to be a burden financially for their parents. It's totally free to everybody that comes. So we look for ways to identify new kids and at the same time pay for them.
Kyle's given a new meaning to Victory Lane. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Who's this where from?
Blondie from Sacramento, California.
What you doing?
Having fun and enjoying the ride.
Half tank of petrol will take you all the way to Yosemite National Park. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
Blondie on a bike is such a great feeling.
Best ride.
You can ride up through the Folsom Hills. You can ride on the river roads. Just anywhere, really.
Special place.
Yosemite. That's a gorgeous ride over there.
Bridal Veil Fall. El Capitan. Granite cliffs and tunnel view.
Relief. Relax. Anything I had stress the minute I get on the bike and take off, it's gone. It's just focus and it's just so peaceful. I just love riding.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.